UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
I got a job. I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make tons of money doing work you love. Now, we're stationed out of Vancouver, British Columbia, and I want you to be aware of is that the techniques that I'm sharing are not specific to being effective in British Columbia or Vancouver area at all. The techniques I'm sharing over the air are applicable to the North American market in as a complete or as a whole. So we're getting a caller in here. So I got a caller in here. Just hold on a sec here. So we're getting calls. Good. So just a sec. Hi, you on the air?
Oh, hi.
Hi there. You just giving us a call. Is that right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the review about the American Pilot, that really nailed it on the head. It was a really good show. I was just on Friday night. So way to go for giving a heads up to local community theater.
Local community. Okay, great. So that was the guy who just mentioned that just a few minutes ago, yeah?
The review. Just heard it now, yeah.
Great, the review. Great. That's Robert Waldman with Reel to Reel. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, good. Other show, so good, but we're still taking calls. Thanks for your call. By the way, the number here is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. You're listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. Now, I was saying that the contents you're hearing now are applicable to the North American market as a whole. I did an 18-month research study with 355 people, and there was a 72% success rate in landing work you loved within 12 weeks or less. And it was so successful, I said, well, I have to make a show out of it. By the way, just on the phone here, if anyone out there is interested in becoming a DJ on the radio, or just looking out the window here, how to become a CITR DJ. Become a member, do your training. What else we have here? Hold on. Do a demo, sit in, once approved, become a fill-in, and then get your own show. So it's amazing. Just give us a call or go to our website, www.citr.ca. If that interests you, great stuff. Have your own show. It's exactly what I did. It's how I got the show. So if you're compelled to share a message with people around you in your life and you have this passion you want to share, whether it's with music or content, get over here. Get involved. Thank you for all your donations. We had a fun drive from the 1st to 14th of October. We did fantastic. We'll be reporting soon the results. This is going to be one of the best shows ever, and I've very rarely said this. And I can say this because this morning I worked with two individuals, and we had two fascinating breakthroughs in a period of about an hour and a half. The kinds of breakthroughs that could take some people months, if not years, to achieve. But somehow it happened. And I can't claim to know just yet how it happened, but since our conversations this morning, I have developed three or four theories that I'm actually going to share with you on the air. It is amazing. And the subject is how to make a decision in your life that's right for you. So if you're in a situation in your life right now and you're wondering, what should I decide? And is it a right decision for me? I'm going to actually give you models that will help you figure that out. It's actually amazing. Every decision-making model or every career advisor will tell you this. Figure out what you want and I'll help you get it. And you keep telling me, how the hell do I figure out what I want? And I figured out how to help you actually make the decision of what you want. It's amazing. So today's conversation is around that. There's a little tease. I'll be getting that in a second. But first, a few things. By the way, if you're currently in a situation in your life where you need to make a decision, whether to stay with your current position or to move, or whether this option is a good option to go into, but you can't make that decision, or you know somebody who can't make that decision, but you want to, and you want to be able to make it in line with who you really are, then you must give us a call here on the air, and I will actually apply some of the theories and hopefully get an answer or your decision out of the phone call. Amazing stuff. 604-822-2487. Now, I always start the show with a little tease about the show. We're going to be talking about how to make a decision. A quote of the week. You're going to love this one. The only failure is failure to decide. There's a career counselor out of Harvard that said, as long as you're moving, you're making forward strides. Often I hear, I don't want to get stuck, or I don't want to end up being somewhere where I hate it. Well, here's the trick. As long as you're moving, you're actually progressing. So you're either regressing or progressing. And one of the best ways to ensure that you're progressing is to keep moving. So if you hate something, get out and try something else. Now, that might something else might not be what you're looking for, but as long as you're moving, and if but it assumes you're not enjoying what you're doing. And if you're not enjoying what you're doing, keep moving. Make a decision around what it is you want to do next, whether or not you know how to do it and how to make the decision. But that's why I have today's show. It's actually here to help you make that decision. Now, I'm just so excited. The thoughts are so close to being formulated. Okay, let's move on. Top question, how do I know I am making the right decision for me? That's the question I'm going to be answering today's show. Couple success stories before I move into the theories. You're going to absolutely love this. By the way, on an aside note, I had an individual in my office about 4 days ago, and he wanted to meet with the managing director, that's like the CEO of an investment banking company, in my office in exactly 10 minutes. I taught him how to do it. He called the general manager, or rather the managing director, and booked an interview with this man. The busiest person in a company. He got him on the phone, got an interview, and met him last Friday. Amazingly, they said they never in their lives have considered hiring somebody so young, but they're considering him. Look, it's what's possible when you pick up the phone, but you got to have the right words. And I cover often on this show the words you need to share over the phone to book meetings with people, whether it's to get your music listened to, like we were talking with last week to Damien, and or whether it's to book an interview. You must pick up the phone. Remember this. The phone is used to develop a relationship. Email is to maintain. Start by phone, then use email. Good stuff. Here's another success story. You're going to love this one. Meeting with an individual this morning, he didn't know that he wanted something until he used one of the three approaches I'm going to be teaching today. We walked through this approach, and what he figured out was, in fact, he wanted it. When he was trying to find out whether he wanted it or not, he figured out through this technique that he actually wanted it. But what he needed to know was, where was he going? And once he figured out where he was going, like a 3 to 5 year plan, he then exactly knew and was more content with making the decision now. So for him, he needed anchoring in the future. Fantastic stuff. So in the end, he left the office with the same conclusion, okay, that he came in with. However, his level of motivation to pursue it was up by, he told me, between 3 and 6-fold. Amazing. 300 to 600% increase in his motivation to pursue it. Do you think that employer will be happy to have him? Do you think he'll be more successful in his position? Absolutely. So I just can't not wait and say this. We have 4 minutes before the break. I want to introduce the first technique. Okay, this is wonderful. You're going to love this. It's called prioritizing. Number one, you must write everything down that's in your mind. You write everything down on a sheet of paper. It's called brain dump. Dump everything you have on a piece of paper. Whether it's you want to be a CEO of a company or you're looking for part-time work right now. Whether it's you want to write a book in 30 years or whether you want to work over the summer. Or let's say whether you want to join a run a philanthropic organization where you're giving your money away to present. You're actually, let's say, you're working as an assistant for a nonprofit organization. Write everything down that's on your mind and causing you what we could say stress. Because stress is wanting to do something but not acting on it. And if you eliminate the want or to act on it, then you're empowered. Does that make sense? Either act on it or drop it. And this next three techniques will help you do it. So you want to brain dump everything on the sheet of paper. By the way, if you're in a situation right now where you can't make up a decision in your life around your career, give us a call. You might just get your answer. 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487 is the number to call. When we go to break in about 2 minutes, that's when you give us a call. Give us a call over the break. And when we get back, we'll get to your phone. We'll take your phone call during the break and then I'll answer your question on the air after that. Great. Here's the deal. After you've written everything down on your sheet of paper, I want you to write three headings: week, month, year. That means you look at the item and you move it into the section where you want to actually look at it. So if you want to work on it this week, write it down in the week section. If it's something that you'd like to get done within a month, that means it's less important to you in terms of urgency, but it's important, but less urgent, important, but less urgent, put it in the month. And for those that you kind of longer term, put it in the year. So for example, you want to be a CEO. Well, you might say, well, year. So that's something that you might be, whether it's a year or beyond, you put it in the year. If you want to say, I want to get, let's say, one contact in this industry, then you might want to put that under week. So you prioritize everything that way. And then under the week, you write your top three that you want. You write your top three and you put a number 1, 2, and 3 beside each one. And then those top three become what you do today and today only. You've heard this before. My question is, have you tried it? So this is what I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to brain dump everything, have three headings, and then pick your top three from the week and make that your today's action. Do it for 2 days and see the results. Call us with the results, 604-822-2487, 822-2487, 604. I'm so excited. We've got two more theories. And then I'm going to actually tell you the guaranteed way to almost know for certain that you're not making the wrong decision. You're going to absolutely love it. You've never heard it in this context before. You may know it, but you haven't heard it in this context. We're going to break. During your break, it's an opportunity for you to give us a call. Give us a call around questions of can't make a decision. 604-822-2487 is the phone number. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. We'll be back in 51 seconds, during which time I will reveal some amazing and more continued breakthroughs in your decision-making.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I got a job. I got a job.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show designed only to ensure you make tons of money doing work you love. And amazingly, this show's been in existence for 2 years now. And the first year was primarily focused on helping you get what you want. And then I had a bunch of people telling me, well, thanks for telling me how to get what I want, but I don't know what I want. And so for the second half of the show and its development, we focused on how to ensure you're making the right decision and getting what you want. And then we help you get it. That's shocking. How many people deliver on helping you figure out what you want and get it? Two-pronged approach. Can't deny its power. Yeah. Okay, great. We're back. By the way, if your job description has changed in the last week or month and you're not getting more money, you're actually losing the respect of your supervisor. Let me say that again. If your job description has changed in the last week or month and you have not negotiated more money, you're actually losing the respect of your manager or supervisor. It is your responsibility to renegotiate your salary. If your job description changes in any way and there's an increased level of responsibility, I don't care what the employer says, it's your responsibility to approach them and ask for more money. I promise you, I've so rarely heard an employer walk into someone's office and say, because you have more responsibility, we're going to pay you more. It doesn't bloody happen. So you go to your manager and say, thank you for this wonderful opportunity. I would like to set a time by which we can talk about compensation. That way they know what they're getting into. Don't just surprise them. Say you'd like to meet to discuss compensation. They will then go to their managers, the HR department, figure out how much they can pay you, and then you can negotiate your salary. 90% of managers lose respect for those who don't negotiate their salary when they have an increased level of responsibility. Wake up. Ask for more money. Complete opposite to your logic. You'd actually gain more respect, and your career would fast track even faster. Shocking. We're back. Good. 604-822-2487 is the number to call. Next theory. I call it the crossing out technique. If you have one option, you have no choice. If you have two options, you have only a 50-50% chance. But once you have three options or more, then this technique works. So right now in your life, I want you to write down the number, the options that you have. So for example, whether it's sustain, one option might be stay where you currently are. The other option is quit, go somewhere else. Another option might be, well, stay where I currently am. Maybe take courses at night to do this. Maybe another one is move back into the family house, quit the job and do this part time, that kind of thing. So write down as many options as you have. This is, I love this technique. It comes from, it's called the, it's going to come to me. It's a technique used by a brilliant person that helps people figure out their passion. You write those things down on a sheet of paper. And then what you do is, for example, you take the first one and the second one, and you say between those two, which one would you choose if you had to make a decision between those two and the others didn't exist? So for example, if option one is to stay and option two is to quit, I ask you, which one would you want more? And you say to stay. So you cross out the quit. The next one might be to stay and take night courses. And I say, well, what would you prefer? The first one, which is to stay, or the second one, which is to stay and take night courses. You say, well, I'd like to stay and take night courses. So you cross out the first one, and then you're left with that one. And then you go to that one, and you say the next one, and which one is it of those two? And the last one standing wins. Isn't that amazing? I just worked with an individual about 3 hours ago, and we did that technique. And he discovered that, he wanted to be an accountant. It's just that he wanted to open up his own business, and he didn't realize that he can start his own business while being a CA. Amazing. Amazing. Shocking. Gosh, this is hard stuff. If you have any questions around the subject of making a decision, this is a good time to call us. It's 317 Western Standard Time, 604-822-2487 is the number. I'm going to wait a sec here. 604-822-2487. This is not dead silence. This is the opportunity for you to call in. This is your life we're talking about. What are you waiting for? How many times do you have to ask yourself this question? Get the answer. Give us a call. 604-822-2487. I can feel the vibe out today and the energy in the universe. It's good. Take advantage of it. I think it must be a full moon. 604-822-2487. I'm going to give you another minute to give this call. I know why you're waiting. You want to hear number three. Here it is. I just gave you two ways to figure out what it is you want to do for the rest of your life and make a decision that's in line with you. Number one, prioritize, set your steps, set your goals, week, month, year. Number two, crossing out technique. Write down all the options you have and then cross out each one at a time. It's not look at them all and cross out or put numbers beside them. That doesn't work. You go this one or that one, that one. This one or that one, that one. This one or that one, that one. And the last one standing is the one you choose. Finally, third step, skill versus industry. Get this. I own a car. Went to the dealership, saw the saleswoman, said, wow. She saw my plates on my car say dream job. She said, dream job? Why dream job? I said, well, I help people find dream jobs. Oh, great, great. Oh, I love my job. I said, but I used to not love it. I said, well, tell me about that. He said, I used to sell clothing. She figured out that she hated selling clothing, but she was not sure if she hated selling or hated clothing. So it's whether the skill you hate or the industry you hate. It gets better. So she said, well, why don't I try changing the industry? So instead of selling clothes, she sold cars, and she loved it. So she figured out that she loves the skill of selling but didn't love the clothing industry. So for you, here's the deal. The simplest dream job career change technique that you can apply in your life is to first shift skills and or shift industry. So if you're selling currently, go into a different industry. If you're an accountant, unless they telecommunications, go into maybe the automotive industry as an accountant. Try that. If his industry is different, you love it, great. If not, then you got to change your skill set. Got it? Gosh, that's good. Gosh, that's good. Love that one. Now, here is something that is shockingly amazing. I'm going to say this in just a sec. What if I do this prioritizing? I want to make sure that I'm happy and that I'm not stuck. So the question is, I want to make sure that I'm happy and not stuck. So maybe you're not convinced yet that this technique is going to work. And this next section is going to convince you, I'm certain of this. You are not stuck or unhappy if you do these three things. I've discovered that you're not stuck or unhappy if you do these three things. If your decision-making is based on these four concepts, you will be headed in the right direction, which will mean self-fulfillment and the realization of your purpose on this earth. Now, some of you don't care about your purpose. A job is a job. Primarily, this show is designed for those who want more out of life know there's more into them, more in them, and how can you actually express that in the real world and make lots of money doing it? Yeah? Number one, it's called the next dream job technique. You may not know what your 3 to 5 year plan is, but you do have an idea what you would like to do next. And if you do what excites you next all the time, you will have yourself a powerful career. How the heck can you define a career? I have no idea what a career is. I do know what a dream job is. That's a job that I'd really like. So if you are, for example, in engineering, you want to become a teacher, your next dream job might be to possibly, volunteer work, volunteer in an elementary school. That might be your dream job. You don't have to get paid for it, but that's the next dream job for you. Volunteer, let's say in evenings or on a Friday in an elementary school. What an amazing shift. It's called the next dream job technique. Do the job that excites you next and don't worry about the 3 to 5 year plan. The more next dream jobs you do, the more clear you will be in your future. And so eventually what happens is you do have a clear 3 to 5 year plan when you implement the next dream job technique. So my question to you is this. What is your next dream job? What is your next dream job? Give us a call. Tell us what your next dream job and we'll hang up quickly. I'd like a few callers here just to say what your next dream job would be. Number two, it's called Successful Mistakes. There was a speaker from McGill University who said that from some of the greatest mistakes made by human beings, some of the greatest benefits have resulted. So for example, nitroglycerin was actually invented and that caused the creation of some bombs. However, nitroglycerin ended up being one of the most vital elements to heart transplants. So without that negative, would not have been the positive. And so what I've discovered is that if you go to school and you take an option or a degree that you hate, or if you take advanced studies and you go back, you're 45 years old and you become a lawyer and you hate it, there is no unsuccessful actions as long as you're moving. Amazingly. So imagine you're 45, go back to school, become a lawyer, hate it, and you actually at that point realize that a nonprofit organization wants to hire an ex-lawyer but who has an advocacy bone in them with a law degree because that's how they can raise some money with the government. Instantly, you're in. Can you see there's a positive happens out of the negative? So there are successful mistakes. You can make mistakes and they turn into successes. It's shocking. We've seen it so often. 1 minute to break. Two more. Stay moving. Don't stop. Here's a deal. If you stop moving, that creates lethargy. Boredom is one of the greatest causes of stress in life. Boredom. If you're bored, get moving. If you're bored, get moving. Do anything. Just start moving. First of all, get out of the house. Set yourself a time frame between 9 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. Get out and do stuff. Force yourself not to be in the house after 9 and not be back in the home before 4, before 5. Path of least resistance. Here's what's so exciting. If you're an Olympic athlete and you want to go to the Olympics, and I were to say, what is the path of least resistance? You might say to eat donuts and watch TV. And if you don't train, then you're in bad shape. That's true. However, to choose what you want, to make a decision, not to get what you want. To get what you want, you have to put in the effort, be perseverant, you got to do what you got to do. But to choose what it is you want to do for the rest of your life, you must apply the path of least resistance. What is the thing that excites you the most? What is the easiest thing you see around you? Do you play video games a lot? Do you enjoy helping people? Do you love being on the phone? Do you love music? These are the kinds of things you got to use as indicators. And then you apply the backwards career, which is actually a bonus number 5. The backwards career states that you take that, go backwards and find work and try to make money doing exactly not what you love, but what you spend time doing. You might love music, but you've never sung in your life. But you might be a good critic, so then you can work for a newspaper and be a critic of music. But you must spend time doing it. If you love music and love criticizing it, but you don't do anything, like you don't write about it, you don't tell people, then you're not spending a lot of time. It's what you spend a lot of time doing, and then you apply the backwards career technique. Love it. Backwards career technique. Just love it. 3:25, we've got 4 minutes left on the show. Gosh, it's been good stuff. I'm going to finish off with a book called The Four Agreements, and it's a virtual way for you to ensure happiness, and I've been able to link that book to your career. You're going to love the answers. We'll be back in just a few moments. During the breaks, your opportunity to give us a last call, say what your next dream job would be, and we'll be back in 41 seconds. Rather, 51. Bye for now. In a sec. Back.
CITR Podcast Update, number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I got a dog. I got a dog.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philip DeRoche, and I'm covering subjects and content that is literally designed to blow your mind and ensure you make lots of money doing work you love. Now, work is not the center of the universe. Three shows ago, I had a guest on the show. He blew my mind when he said, you have assets and liabilities. Listen to this. Don't turn your attention off because I said assets and liabilities. On the asset side, you have your family, your friends, and your faith, and everything else is a liability. What he's trying to say is that if you put all your eggs in your career, you will be extremely unhappy, and that is a crappy way to live. And I'm not a proponent of putting all your energies into your career. I do, however, know that the career is an awesome outlet for your self-expression. Have you got that? And some of you, self-expression is more important than others. If it's important to you, then you've got to be listening to the show. And if it's not, consider if you want to make more money, or if you want to grow in your career, you want to rise the corporate ladder. All this content is on behalf of growing, becoming better. And here's how I want to end the show on this concept. There's context and context. Content and context. Let me explain. The content of doing what you love is, should I become a salesperson, or should I become a lawyer, or should I become a doctor? That's the context. That's the content. What is the stuff I want to learn? And so often I get questions from people is, what is the right decision around what I should learn or what I should do? Or where should I do next? Because I've been doing it for 20 years. And they're fixated on content. Does that make sense? Or what industry should I be in? Okay, we got a call here. Just give me a sec here. Let's just see what we can do. This. You're on the air? Hi.
Oh. My apologies. I dialed the wrong number. I'm so sorry.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, we're back. Finally, I'm going to end with this. This is amazing. Okay. That's the content. So many people get fixated. Here's the deal. They think the content is going to cause happiness, but content does not cause happiness. Context does. Let me explain. Content is you learning a subject and applying that in your life. Context is how you go about doing anything. If you apply these contextual ways of being, you are virtually guaranteed happiness no matter what you do. And what I've discovered is that if you apply these contextual ways of being, you're in a reduced level of stress. And when your level of stress reduces, you're happier. And when you're happier, you're more in line with who you really are. And therefore, content decisions are easier. Does that make sense? Content decisions are easier once you do these contextual four things. Damn, this is good stuff. Number one, never make assumptions. If you assume that your girlfriend's going to come home late at night and she doesn't, that's an assumption. If you assume you're going to get promoted in 6 months and it doesn't happen, that's an assumption. You get disappointed when you have assumptions. So don't have assumptions. Don't make assumptions. Number two, do not be mean to yourself. If you are mean to yourself, you will be unhappy. Number three, do not take things personally. Number four, not doing your best. So you are guaranteed to be unhappy if you make assumptions, be mean to yourself, take things personally, and not do your best. The converse to this, to be happy, you must not make assumptions. That's the opposite of it, but still, it's not make assumptions. Be nice to yourself, not take things personally, and doing your best. And I'm going to probably end with doing your best, because there's somebody in life that said, you do how you do one thing is how you do everything, and it becomes habit. So what I would suggest you do is, no matter what you're doing right now, do your best. And if you can't do your best, get the hell out, because you don't want it bad enough. If you don't want it bad enough and you can't do your best, get out. So one of the greatest indicators that you're in a bad spot is that you don't like it and you can't do your best. Get the heck out. That's pretty good. Damn, that was good. Career Fast Track, your listener show, helping you to make lots of money doing work you love. We'll be back next week. Hope you're having a good one. Wish you all the best with your career. We'll be back soon. Enjoy our next show, and you're going to love it. It's a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, VSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
J'ai jamais rien vu d'eau, j'ai jamais rien vu aussi haut, c'était haut.